A new nursing home in Seward may help reinvent the model for caring for the elderly. Seward Mountain Haven was designed to get rid of the institutional feel of most traditional long-term care facilities. It's called a greenhouse, and it's a concept that's catching on around the country. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
The old Seward nursing home looked like a watered-down hospital. It had long, stark hallways, double occupancy rooms, and an institutional-style kitchen. Long-term care administrator Kathy Kloster was pretty sure there was a better way. But she didn't know what that was until she heard a presentation at a conference in Texas several years ago.
Well, an hour into the class, we're all tears are rolling down our face because we realized what we had been doing to our elders. You know, the only what the woman said at that class was the only two people that are two classes of people that we continue to institutionalize are criminals and elders. So we left there saying this is what we have to do.
That class was on the greenhouse model. The simple idea is to build nursing homes that look and feel as much like real homes as possible. Residents moved into the Seward greenhouses last October, a campus with four homes that have 10 bedrooms each. There are no hallways. Instead, the rooms surround a central area where there's recliners, a long table for dining, and a big open kitchen. Kloster says even small details matter, like getting rid of the institutional-style medication carts.
When we built it, we had to keep stopping and saying, would we have this in our own home? Is this how we would do this in our own home? Would we have these things in our own home? No. And so why can't the elders? Why do the elders have to have such institutional-looking stuff in their homes?
The greenhouse is an entire culture shift, too. At one of the Seward homes, worker Rainey Albino is sautéing a mix of zucchini and peppers for the day's lunch. At the old facility, Albino was strictly a cook. But here, she's one of several shabazim, basically a family member to the elders. Besides cooking, she helps them with daily tasks and does light housekeeping.
It's different, definitely different. You do a little bit of everything, so you got to multitask, that's for sure. So,
do you like it?
Yeah, it's been taking some getting used to. I mean, I originally cooked, and that's what I went to school for and everything like that, so it's kind of a whole new world for me.
It's a whole new world for the elders, too, but one they seem to enjoy. A resident named Linda has a long list of things she loves about her new home. Her spacious room, having her own shower, and...
We have a huge pantry. Did you show her the pantry? Show her the pantry. we have a pantry with everything in the world in it. And I just like to go back there and piddle around. And
Linda also likes the home-cooked meals and the shabazim.
It's like I have a family here, and I really enjoy that. We laugh and watch TV and just enjoy being here. We're going to plant some flowers when the spring comes. Maybe even some strawberries.
Greenhouses are popping up around the country, but Seward's Mountain Haven is the first in Alaska. Administrator Kathy Kloster says she hopes it becomes the standard.
I think there's a lot of really good people that work really, really hard in buildings that are not designed to house people long term. And I wasn't quite sure what would work best, but I'm convinced. I feel like this is where long-term care should go. It's just like this.
Kloster says she has a story to tell and she intends to repeat it loudly and often. The strategy seems to be working. She says Providence, the company who manages the Seward facility, likes the greenhouse idea so much it's considering building something similar in Anchorage. For APRN, I'm Annie Feit.